Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Country Shock Entertainment Report. Same for Tuesday. I'm Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and my cousin Linda is joining us today. It is Thankful Tuesday. We talk about things that we are thankful for, and we invite you also to join us in talking about things we are thankful for and hot topics also. We really appreciate you for tuning in, and enjoy the ride this day. I almost said this morning, but it's morning here in the States. Afternoon, evening, or night, or late night, wherever you are around this beautiful, beautiful world. A big shout out to top listening countries, of course, of native USA, beautiful America, Turkey, Canada, Finland's number three. Finland's listenership is really growing. Bangladesh, Brazil, Romania, China, UK, Australia, Nigeria, just from here in Jackson, Mississippi, to Dallas, Fort Worth, every small town, big major city, island, and villages, we thank you. And those in the galaxy, hopefully some of our astronauts are listening to us at the space stations or whatever they're doing. But thank you so much for your love and your support. Want to play the fun song? I'm just going to go ahead and say what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful it's the beginning. It's my birthday month, so a big shout out to all August and summer babies. August and fellow Leos, my birthday is August 11th. And everybody knows I celebrate the whole month, and really I started celebrating the Leo season. For years I started in July, and my cousin Linda sent me a birthday card like 3 weeks ago. So I'm thankful, praise God, to see August 1st. I'm thankful for that in the name of Jesus, yes. So I'm just going ahead saying what I'm thankful for, and I'm thankful for you all. I'm thankful for my cousin. I'm thankful for our prayer partners, Powerhouse, Kojic, Prophet Anthony Friday Sr., and his first lady, Dr. Mrs. Emma Friday, for my church, who's getting ready for conference. I will resume in-person attendance soon, but, you know, I watched on YouTube, and I attended the planning meeting on Zoom last week for a conference, so I have to be in person, right? So big shout out to and First Lady's birthday. She's a fellow Leo, August the 8th. So Pastor Gary Adams Sr. and his First Lady, Mrs. Denise Adams, who's a fellow Leo also. Big shout out to all prayer partners, Evangelist Perez on YouTube, and now he's on TikTok and Instagram. You all see, I reshare often. Based in Orlando, he and his wife and daughter are amazing, and the list goes on and on, but you all know, we all pray for one another and send great vibes. Appreciate friends and fam near and far of different faiths. Also, thank you so much, because we are in this together. Remember, tomorrow's World Wednesday. And we will talk about something that Cousin Linda and I like to talk about, politics. So I just want to go ahead and get that out the way also. The topic will be, we're voting, when it's voting season and elections happen, we always, okay, we hear it, there's a popular vote and then it's the electoral vote. Cousin Linda and I, we will talk about the electoral college and electors. what really is an elector in Electoral College? Because, you know, Hillary Clinton, for example, she won the popular vote, but Trump won Electoral College. We've seen it in different times, right? Dealing with Gore. Cousin Linda often brings that up also. And that was that, you know, Electoral College, electors. So we'll talk about that, and hopefully an expert will call in. Need to invite some experts on to talk with us also. But from our research and being political enthusiasts, we will talk, and we invite you also to call us anytime we're on live. But call us today and call us tomorrow also. So I just wanted to give you a heads up, and it'll be on schedule also today for tomorrow's show. We'll be promoting it and the rest of the week too. So thank you all for tuning in. Remember, email at cultureshock, KULTURESHOKENT_Beth@yahoo.com. And also, if you're cash yapping us, it's at $Beth, BETHBTRU, KULTURESHOK. So thank you for tuning in. We're going to talk about I love to pray, meditate, I love positive quotes, and I love to say daily affirmation. So I know Cousin Linda have a lot of positive quotes that she would love to share. So let's talk about some of our positive, our favorite positive affirmations and quotes or practices that we do when we pray and meditate. Thank you again for tuning in. So after the fun song, we'll pass the mic to Cousin Linda.
Hello, Cousin Bethany and listeners.
How are you? What are you thankful for today?
I'm fine. I'm thankful to God for everything. Like the people on the prayer line say, I'm thankful that I'm walking on the dirt and the dirt ain't walking on me. I'm thankful for you. Thankful for our late grandmother, Maddie, who was born on August 19th.
Yes.
She shared the August month with you. I have a couple of friends who were born in August. Just thankful for everything.
Cousin Rhonda and Cousin Gary. Cousin Rhonda
okay.
is the 5th on Saturday. Cousin Gary is the day before mine. Cousin, late Cousin Trent, 25th. But,
yeah.
yes, our grandma. Have a picture of grandma hanging in the hallway. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But she shared her birthday with someone. Is it Bill Clinton or Obama? Whose birthday on the 19th? I think Bill Clinton.
Oh. Okay.
I know Obama is a Leo, also an August baby. And I think the late Whitney Houston. So thank you for recognizing us August babies.
Oh, yes. It's a bunch of y'all. I didn't know there was August babies in our family. I just know the November babies in the family. But, yeah,
right.
It's a bunch of you folks.
I always thought it was amazing you and our late Aunt Christine shared the same birthday, and often that's Super Tuesday, too, when we vote.
It is. I remember, I think my first election day that I remember, I was in the 7th grade. It was late President John F. Kennedy and Richard Nixon. And in our civics class, Horace Lafayette Jones III was our civics teacher, and he went around the class. Well, he had each classmate tell who they wanted for president and why. So listening to people in the family, I started out wanting Richard Nixon until my girlfriends and I got a good look at President Kennedy, so we immediately changed over. We wanted Senator Kennedy to win because he was cute. So
right.
When Mr. Jones got to me and asked who I would vote for if I could vote or who I wanted to be president, and I said, Senator John F. Kennedy, and he said, why? The only thing I could think of other than because he's so cute was, well, we've had a Republican in office, meaning President Eisenhower, for 2 terms. We've had a Republican in office for so long, and I just think it's time to give a Democrat a chance. And then Mr. Jones goes way back and starts talking about all the Democratic presidents and whatever, and I just said to myself, well, I'm happy with what I said. Because I didn't want to say I'd vote for Senator Kennedy because he's cute. But that was the main reason. It was because he was cute. And that was what I remember about my
And that would have been my thought, too. And that's another good question to talk about. I don't know if we should talk about it on Hot Topics or not right now. But does look play a part in getting you elected in office? but JFK, he sure was a hottie. Woo! I would have been the same way.
Yeah, I think he had a little swagger too.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that.
We haven't discussed another member of the family who was born in August, Cousin Eva Lois.
Yes, and I stopped by and visited her about a month ago. Yeah, I told you about it. Yeah, her birthday is the 18th, isn't it? The day before Grandma.
Yeah,
yes,
her birthday is the 18th. Right.
And she's excited. Because that was like the first thing we talked about when I dropped by birthdays, her birthday. But we love birthdays in our family. And I know all you listeners, you all love your birthdays too.
And what else?
Some people don't recognize their birthdays, though. So, and I'm not talking about Jehovah's Witnesses. Because I know some Jehovah Witnesses, they do like to be recognized for their birthday, you know, or they don't mind if you say happy birthday. But some people are like, well, it's another day. It's just another day. What do you think about those people, Cousin Linda?
Well, those people, I'm one of them for religious reasons. I don't just go all out for my birthday like I used to. I used to be really, really, really big on my birthday. But when you look through the scriptures, you don't see anything. You know, if you're Christian, you don't really see anything about people in the Bible celebrating their birthday.
Right.
And I think we've discussed this before, talking about when people celebrate Christmas and they say they're celebrating the birth of Jesus. And I'm
right.
like, that's not true because we don't know when Jesus was born. If God had
mm-hmm.
wanted us to know when he was born, then it would have been in the scriptures. I don't think Jews really celebrate their birthdays. And when I was
the matter of fact, I don't think any other religions. You're making me think. I don't think any religions look at birthday. They put birthdays on a pedestal. It's just a celebration of life for us.
Yeah, Christians do. Christians put a lot of emphasis on birthdays. But when I was in Dubai, the tour guide that was taking us on one of our tours said that people in Dubai don't celebrate birthdays. She said a lot of them don't even know when they were born. It's like we have birth certificates now. According to this tour director, they don't do that in Dubai. But she also said when people turn, I think, 65, they don't work any longer. I think she said you can't even work if you want to. Past 65, which most Emiratis don't work because their government takes care of them. So I don't know if you're
mm-hmm.
talking about the
USA,
people who,
USA, take notes, USA.
The people who come there to work or expats or the Emirati people. But she did mention that birthdays were not a real big thing. And it's like when you die, you just die. They bury you. I think they bury you within 24 hours. I think that's in the Muslim religion.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that's the Muslim culture.
Yeah, even in Judaism. But
I have Muslim friends that recognize birthdays, you know, but you're right.
Well,
that's not part of the culture and the teaching.
I was going to say that will probably be an exception to, like one of my teachers used to say, there are no rules to which there are no exceptions. So you probably have Muslims who want to identify with Western culture or for personal reasons. You know, it might be something that they enjoy doing. But as a whole, that group of people who are that religious persuasion don't celebrate birthdays. Now, I'm not saying Muslims because I'm not sure, but
I'm like 98% sure, 99% sure that that's not part of it. That's not part of the teaching. It's not part of the culture. And you're right about the when death happens, buried within 24 hours. And birthdays aren't recognized as like Jehovah's Witnesses. But to be honest, I've always been excited about birthdays, but not for religious reasons, just because it's a celebration of life when I got my little was brought into this world. I never really looked at it, but now that I'm older and I'm seeing birthdays, I look at it spiritually. I thank God. I thank God to see another day, another birthday, another birthday month. But that's my spiritual belief.
What people don't realize in this country is what we do as Americans in a lot of Western countries. It's a tradition. It's not something that comes from scriptures or whatever. And we say we are a Judeo Christian religion when a lot of this religion in this country is based on tradition. Once upon a time, people don't know this, it was illegal to celebrate Christmas in this country. People don't realize Christmas has not always been celebrated in the United States. It is a tradition, and I'm not knocking it. Whatever floats your boat is fine with me.
Right.
It's just when I read certain parts of the scripture or when I was studying the scriptures and Torah,
right,
it was tension that this is not scriptural. It's not in the Bible.
Right.
And I tried, you know, because in my opinion, it can be like lust. And when people think of lust, they only think of lust in the sexual terms. But that's not
right.
true. You can have lust for mental things. Like you might lust to watch certain TV shows, or you could have a lust for certain foods. Things that
whoever
you
created
control.
The hashtag food porn, I think Kim Kardashian friend created the hashtag for food porn, lusting for food, for foodies. That's why he created the hashtag, because us foodies, we lust for good food. And so he came up with the hashtag food porn. And it's perfect because we lust after good food like people lust after, like what you mentioned at first.
Yeah. So back to what we were saying, a lot of things that we do are based on tradition. So birthday celebrations in this country and around the world in certain places, they celebrate birthdays because they want to, because they enjoy it. And I used to be a big-time person who really looked forward to my birthday because I used to have dinner parties on my birthday. Not that
mm-hmm.
I was trying to come over and bring me gifts or anything, because 99% of the time my friends didn't bring gifts, which I was not looking for. I just wanted to pick a huge meal and share that with me.
And be around people that you would love to be around, people you love and people that love you.
Right. And, you know, Henri used to have birthday parties.
But you know what? I thought you were going to say Henri was a Leo. That when you said, mentioned Eva Lord's birthday, I thought you were going to say Henri's birthday, but his birthday was in the spring, wasn't it?
Henri is a Scorpio, just like his mom.
Oh!
Yeah, he was born in November. And Aunt Mildred asked me, was that just a birthday that I gave him? No, he was registered with the American Kennel Club, and he was actually born on November 3rd.
Wow, right before you. Is that Uncle James' birthday or November 5th? I know his birthday is right before.
His Uncle James' birthday was November 2nd.
2nd, okay. Yeah, I remember his birthday was right before you all at the beginning of the month, so right before, a day before Henri. Mm-hmm.
Right. A bunch of my classmates were born on November the 6th, and one of my friends who's deceased now, she and I were both born on the same day. And
right. And your mom's birthday, what day is your mom's birthday?
The 18th.
Right, because right before mom. Yeah, because their birthdays are so close together also. Because mother's is November 22nd.
22nd, yeah.
And
so
you mentioned John F. Kennedy. Often her birthday fell on Thanksgiving. And then, you know, that the 22nd was when JFK was assassinated. And mother said that was, she loved him like you did. She said that was the saddest birthday of her life.
I was in a history class, world history. I think they call it Western Civilization now, but it was called world history back then on November the 22nd. If I'm not mistaken, that was a Friday because we were supposed to have a dance at school that night. And my boyfriend and I and some friends had plans for that night. And when the principal came over the intercom and told us he was shot, and we were just hoping that he was shot, and then they canceled the dance that was scheduled for that night. And then Mr. Buckley, our principal, came back and said he had died, that President Kennedy was shot, killed, so assassination. And that was really, really sad. And what gets me is it's still a mystery today as to who did it. You know, you get the Warren Report and all these other reports that say Harvey Oswald acted alone, But from all the stuff
then you
I
get
seen,
the reports that he didn't even do it, that it was a second assailant.
Yeah, I was going to say, everything I've seen does not point to a lone gunman. I go along with the conspiracy theory.
Right. Well, all these times I have been in that area, please tell me you have visited the sixth floor museum. I have never been there.
I have. When my friend David came from San Francisco to visit me, he had his little list of tourist things that he wanted to do. And going down Ely Plaza and the the school book depository. Now, I had gone to Ely Plaza when I first got to Dallas, but I had never gone to the school depository. But since David, when David came, he wanted to do it. And we actually took the tour. We were in, like, the Lincoln convertible, and the guy that drives the car plays that tape of when the president and Mrs. Kennedy and Governor Connally and his wife were actually coming down whatever street it was or is. And then right there at Dealey Plaza when the president is shot, including the governor, you will hear gunshots ring out. And I posted some pictures on Facebook of David and I, in that car. But, yeah, we took the route in a replica of the Lincoln that the president was assassinated.
That was amazing.
So we did the whole tour. And we went into the school book depository where there are a lot of I don't want to say relics. What do you call them? Artifacts.
Of
what happened. Paper articles, pictures, and all that. I don't know if all of that is still there, but it was there.
Yeah, I'm wondering if the tour is still amazing like the one you and David took. So, wow. Because I have never taken a tour there. And I must put it on the to-do list when I return to Dallas. And I would like to visit the Holocaust. And I know that's close to your heart. I would like to visit the Holocaust Museum also.
I would, too.
But that was an amazing tour. Wow.
Was it expensive? I don't remember the cost, but I don't think it was expensive, no.
Wow. Right.
No.
See the thing? Wow. Wow, that's a really good tour.
Mm-hmm,
I'm glad I asked you that question because I felt you had been there, but I'm like, I can't believe all these years I've never toured it. But I hope we would get a tour like that when we do go again, when you do go again. Wow.
Yeah.
So you share quotes often, information. What are some of your favorite affirmations and quotes that you like to share with people, with our listening audience?
That kind of caught me off guard. I'd like to say...
And you post them often, too. you post some of the most often quotes.
They just be popping out. It's nothing that I'm thinking about. It's just like in the moment. Now, one of my favorite ones is, you've got to reap what you sow.
Right.
So
you just say that on the show.
If you plant a evil hate seed, then that's what you are going. If that's what you sow, that's what you're going to reap. That will be your harvest. Let's see. In retail, Bethany, they used to say you've got to spend money to make money. Did you ever hear that?
And another quote from one of my favorite retail management professors at Heinz, he will always say, sell the sizzle, not the steak. Meaning, you have the product, but you sell the benefits of the product.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, you have that red Corvette to sell. But still, the benefits of why that person needs that red Corvette. The benefits. Sell the sizzle. How the steak sizzles. Not the steak itself. And Salt Bay, he's definitely good at that.
Yes,
he sells the sizzle of his business, the steak, and not answer the steak, because we can get steak anywhere. So he definitely, it just ran across my mind, he definitely sells the sizzle and not the steak. Well, I guess I think the steak is good, too, but he sells the sizzle.
I was looking at some videos on YouTube, and this one came up because I thought Salt Bay was loved everywhere. And there was so many.
Some people love to hate him.
They do, right, because I saw these videos how they were talking about if you want to go to a steakhouse and get a sweaty elbow steak. And I was like, sweaty elbow? I thought that was cute. I like to see him do that. It never occurred to me that Salt Bay's elbow was sweaty.
Right.
And a lot of people just really, really said negative things about the food. And I said, well, the food can't be that bad. But he doesn't use a lot of seasonings. And I don't know. And there's not a lot of things on the menu. But aside from the food, we went for the experience. Even though we didn't thought they was not going to be there. We wanted to experience the restaurant, which I would love to do again.
And we will. But I wish, sadly, not next Friday on my birthday, unless something happens and I can get in. But we will within the next couple months. Yes, I can't wait to share that experience with you, too, in at next Nicoret Dallas location.
Well,
yes.
I might want to buy a Mega Millions ticket tonight. You might get
well, you know what, Cousin Linda? I was going to open the show asking you if you were going to win that bill plus.
Well, they say you can't play if you don't. I mean, you can't win if you don't play. I don't intend to buy a ticket tonight because those winning tickets usually seem to be in the Midwest, California or New York or Indiana, Illinois, or something like that. So I've been believing for years that the lottery is rigged.
You make a good point. I never hear Dallas or Miami or New Orleans, like other major cities, especially. You would think major cities.
Yeah, it's usually somewhere, maybe Washington, the state of Washington. Definitely California, but
right.
New York, Jersey.
That's what I was going to say. Those often we hear like Maine, like a little store in Maine.
Yeah, so I'm like, do I really have $3 to waste? Because I bought 2 Powerball tickets, and I think I did the Powerball, the extra ball, you know, because the tickets cost, they went from $1 to $2 years ago. And then to get the extra, it's $1 extra. So instead of a $2 ticket, I had been buying $3 tickets. And on Powerball, I think that was that Saturday night drawing. And I spent money. And, I mean, I didn't get not one number, not one. And I was like, I just don't feel it this time. So, and I could play Jackpocket online on my phone, rather, or I could get out and physically go buy the tickets. But I'm like, no, I'm just going to keep my money. I just don't feel like I'd win.
Wow, right. Now, another quote doesn't, right. Well, I think the same way, but. Right, they need to do something about that. You know, spread out where tickets are won. Because don't see it in the Southwest and in the Deep South and the Southeast. We definitely never see it in this region of the USA.
And the state of Texas, most of their lottery winners, since I started tracking it, which was several years ago, most of their winners are in South Texas in the Houston area. Houston, Galveston, Texas, Orange, Texas, Katy, Texas, Pearland, Texas. Usually somewhere down in that Houston area. And sometimes they'll have four winners for one drawing. All four of them will be in the Houston area.
So a lot of the commissions do some research and some demographic research.
they've had some winners up my way, I guess, in maybe the last 6 weeks, because they probably have heard rumors about how many winners there are in that southern region. And I guess they said, well, we'll let some people up in the northern part of the state win, because there's been some speculation that most of the winners are in the southern part of the state. But, yeah, and my friend used to live in Houston, and I would always send her an email, because she never would buy a lottery ticket. She was like, no, I'm not wasting my money. And I was saying, well, you got winners all around you. And a lot of times they win maybe around the corner from her, a service station down the street. You know, there were quite a few winners in her area, but she still would not buy a lottery ticket. And so finally she broke down and bought one lottery ticket and didn't win. She said, I told you I never win. I'm not ever, never, ever buying another lottery ticket. But she saw what I was saying. She could see the pattern of all winners that that area.
Katie. Could happen to you. Don't say it can't happen to you, because of those people that won. They probably didn't believe it would ever happen, but it happened. That's why I just wanted to make sure, Cousin Linda, I haven't bought one, but I want to make sure if I heard Dallas-Fort Worth, there's a winner in Dallas-Fort Worth, that it might be you. But now you brought it to my attention that when I do hear about winners in Texas, it's not in the Dallas area. It's down near Houston.
Yeah, somewhere south.
So you all do your research, lottery commissions around the country in respecting states in Texas and Mississippi and all over. You all bring that to the National Lottery Commission attention.
Mississippi seems to have a good representation to me from what I've seen. I used to get their emails. I don't know why they stopped sending But they seem to have winners from the coast to the capital to the north part of the state. Seems like,
A $2 million winner in Byron, and you mentioned Byron pretty often. Someone won like $2 million, I think, in Byron.
Yeah, Mississippi seems to have their winners spread out. It seems to be statewide, unlike Texas.
So shout out to Alice Clark, because Alice Clark was a proponent in Mississippi getting the lottery.
Oh, well, good. I don't see that many winners, like I said, because I have to physically go to, manually go to the Mississippi Lottery Commission website. Because I don't know why they stopped sending me emails. I know my email address changed, but I updated it. And they just stopped sending the drawings to me, but when I do check, it seems like they have winners everywhere. So it seems like the Mississippi Lottery is on the up and up.
Yeah, I know I often hear about a winner here and a winner there, and I should start buying more at the one in my neighborhood. And for some reason, that God voice inside me tells me to go to one close to Old Kent Road, a store in Old Kent Road. So, you know, you're right. Your friend, you know, you never know. You just have to just do it and go by your instincts to which store to go and play. And you never know. You might win a $4 ticket, and next time it might be $400. Next time it might be $4,000. And I tell the guys in the shell in my neighborhood, I'm like, one day I'm going to win. And they're like, yeah. And they're trying to make it manifest too, you know, so they can get their part too.
Yeah,
I'm going to win one day. I rarely buy, but when I do, I'm very positive. I'm not like your friend thinking it might not happen. You know, but yeah. I always hope I win something. At least the $2 invested back.
Yeah, I've broken even a lot, and I've lost quite a bit of money because, I mean, I've been playing the Texas Lottery ever since its inception, which I forget when it occurred. I think it was in the 90s under Governor Ann Richards. And I forget what
she's
from. But I think she's from the southern part of Texas. And they were saying that's why so many of the winners are in the southern part of the state, because Richards was instrumental in getting the lottery approved for Texas. And now
well, she's creative for everybody, so y'all need to spread it around.
But now it's just a rumor. I heard that most of the winners were in the southern part because Ann Richards, who was instrumental in getting the lottery approved, is from the southern part of the state. So I have no
idea. Did you like her as a governor? My mom and I used to love how she was just very blunt. I know Mother and I loved her. But I just wanted to hear straight from you if you loved her. Mom and I, we loved, oh, my God. She was just so, cut to the chase on everything, it seemed like.
I was a big fan of Ann Richards, but one thing I didn't like, I think she was insurance commissioner or something, and she would allow the Texas Insurance Commission to raise insurance rates. That was one reason we had such high automobile insurance. I don't know about homes because I don't own a home. But I think home insurance is kind of expensive. But I know car insurance over here has always been terribly expensive. After Ann Richards was insurance commissioner. And, you know, I've talked about politicians being in the hip pocket of corporations and certain businesses and stuff. And they contribute to politicians' campaigns because they want that politician to vote a certain way.
Right, so that's what happened.
In Mississippi, years ago, I got a plug from Mississippi.
We only have like a minute and a half. We only have about a minute and a half, but tomorrow we're talking about politics. So you and I have some homework to do. Electoral College and electors. What's really the deal with Electoral College and electors?
Okay. All right, well, I'll shut up so you can close out the show.
Do you have another quote? Fail to plan.
Nope.
You plan to fail. That's another one of my favorite quotes. But whose quote is that?
I don't know.
Right. Well, I love that quote. Another one of my professors, the one that used to be a buyer for Mac Rage, she used to say that often, and I see it's the favorite quote of many business people also. And as I look at the list of some favorite, fail to plan, you plan to fail. So as I look at the list of some popular quotes, I'm like you. You know, we spit them out, but then I'm reminded of some, you know, so it's just amazing. I'll reshare some, and like I said, I often see you post them, some amazing quotes, too.
Mm-hmm.
I feel we're talking about Texas. Here's a quote from Mark Cuban: "Work like there is someone working 24 hours a day to take it away from you." So that's a good quote. So that is a good quote. Work like somebody's going, and that happens to a lot of us too. So, wow. And Vincent Van Gogh, who is a favorite artist of mine. Great things are done by a series of small things brought together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
So I see one from Mary Kay Edge that I was reminded of because I used to, like, keep her book, her autobiography, with me like a Bible. And it vanished from it, so I'll share it tomorrow, or we can continue on next Tuesday. But tomorrow we'll talk about politics, the Electoral College, and the electors, because some of us might not even, a lot of us don't even understand what's going on, because we know, well, this so-and-so got the popular vote. Why is the Electoral College so important, and what do electors really do?
The candidate can have 7 million popular votes, but They don't have that, what I think, 232 electoral votes and still lose the election.
Right. Okay. So it just ended. I'm getting ready to call prayer. Are you going to call prayer? You was on this morning, weren't you? I think I heard you.
Yeah. I was this morning, but I just didn't say a whole lot. In fact, I just gave a little bit of praise. That's all.
Well, I think I heard you. Well, you say you can hear me. I want to hear me. Because I don't recognize anybody's voice, but I hear you. Yeah, I recognize your voice. Right.
Yeah, I recognize
and I like
yours.
So let's call in.
Yeah. Oh, and I was going to tell you 2 days in a row when I was getting ready to put my prayer request in, you beat me. So I think that might have been the
look
call.
At how people
like,
be look, people be beating me. And I'm so glad yesterday I paused because the first lady, his wife had to speak. I was like, "Whoa, thank you, Jesus." I handed it over. But look, they be pushing me out the way. Sometimes I don't even get a chance to say anything.
Well, I was like, I didn't know
it was you. Sometimes you've been before me, and I go right after you.
I said, well, I can't get my prayer request in. I'll just pray myself.
Definitely ask for a prayer for your friends that won't call in.
And I don't know why they won't. I have given that number to about 7 people, and they won't call in. And I don't know what intimidation is. I'm like, you don't have to say anything. Like my ex-husband's oldest daughter posted on Facebook right before your show started. And she just put on there, please pray for me or for somebody. And so I went to Messenger and gave her the prayer line number and gave her the time so she could call in. Yeah, I think she lives in Virginia and she's on the East Coast. And she didn't respond back to me. And I'm like, what is it? Because when you told me about the prayer line, I'm like, let me hurry up and call. When is the next time? I was really excited.
When you told me about your foot, I immediately said you needed prayer. And I asked them to pray. And then next thing I know, I'm like, Cousin Linda, yes, it's working.
I got up out the bed. I wasn't hurting. And, I mean, people just don't know what I was going through over here. Bethany, I was crying.
Right.
I was in so much
pain. Your friend who might have to store dialysis, she better call in. I wouldn't want to go back.
She better call in and
then they stop the treatment. Hallelujah.
Yeah, because my friend Priscilla, her husband was on dialysis a good while ago because he's diabetic. They didn't even have to call in to prayer. She asked the doctor for a particular test for her husband. They gave her husband the test. And whatever it was, they were like, oh, he really doesn't have to have dialysis. Now, she prays a lot. She prays.
Right.
I don't know. But yeah, and she has gout really bad. She goes to our lunches on Saturday, and the only thing she can order is either a salad or a salad with some chicken. She can't eat nothing but
chicken.
She
better pray so she can enjoy her food.
I'm telling you, and I'm like, Lord, why these people don't want to call in? Because I jumped at the opportunity, and I have told them that I was here instantly.
I've been here so much, I can write a book. I have to do a documentary, a 3-hour documentary. I've been here on so much past few years. It's just amazing. Then just in the past couple of years, a week, since you've been on, I mean, God knows. Oh, thank God. For some reason, I've been postponing my appointment. Queen Show been saying, make your appointment. Do your colon test. I ain't even done the colon test thing yet. But thank God. For some reason, I'm glad I've been postponed because Lord knows what a person can take. If they had come back and said, babe, you got breast cancer, you need to get it. Oh, my God. But I know when I go to the doctor now and when I get my mammogram, everything going to be good. But God knows what people can take. After dealing with Diane and dealing with Mom and then other friends, Lord, have mercy. Just to hear those words, that would have killed me. And then you would have had to come over here and help me? No. So tell
sure you will get your request in before me today. So when you call in for prayer requests, pray that I get some assignments. So when I start, so when school starts, I'll get a lot of assignments over here at the school close to me.
Look, we both, look, that's prayer for both of us. We need, we need money. We need work,
yeah.
We need business, I need customers. Right. And I've been getting a lot of good mystery shopping assignments, too. But I need customers, I need money to get my inventory for my African import business and for Avon. Yeah, we need money and need a vehicle because I have job opportunities, but I need a car. So, I still would say pray for me and Cousin Linda both because we need financial increase and we need to enjoy life and travel, too. I say
right,
that's the bear. You're talking about traveling.
Well, the Lord didn't put no restrictions on.
Right. We need our cups filled and overflowing. We need our cups filled and overflowing.
He said he give us the desires of our hearts. Ask and it shall be given. Speak and ye shall find. And knock and the door shall be open. So
right.
Get on all that and put in the prayer request. Because like I said, I done kind of took a back seat. I can't never get my request in.
Yeah, I've been starting to get like you. Just, be more reserved and just sit back and enjoy the spirit.
No, they are you okay? What's the matter? That ain't like you.
But I have. I'm like, that's good. And sometimes I think Gary called this morning. He be calling me. I'm like, call the prayer line. This morning he come calling me. I'm like, call the prayer line. And I say, Cousin Linda be on the prayer line with me, too. Because he obviously tell her, hey, Cousin Linda be on the prayer line, too. So he didn't call me. He obviously called me. And I'm like, I'm on the prayer line. We praying. I'm not hanging up from prayer to talk to you. God is first. And
that's
so
right.
He was silent, and I asked him, I said, did you call in? He said, yes, I called in. He has a reserved spirit like you, too, enjoy talking to people. So he said he was on. I said, Cousin Linda is often normal. I said, she'll say something sometime. But, yeah, get that anointing. I didn't know what you were going to ask me to ask for, but, look, that's financial increase. Money.
Yeah,
need
I
need
some assignment. I need
right.
some assignments. Yeah.
And that's what I was wondering, when your assignment starts.
Well, I haven't seen any come up because you have to go online and check, and I haven't seen anything. I saw something way back, I think in June, but the assignment was in October for a school that I didn't want to go to. The school was way over in Oak Cliff, and I'm not going all over to Oak Cliff.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Lord.
I
always talk about Oak Cliff, and Carrie always tell me, I want to visit Oak Cliff. I'm like, Oak Cliff is like Dallas, but with more, it's like Jackson, but with more stuff going on.
It's just bigger and more crime.
Right. I say it's like Jackson.
Yeah.
But there's a lot going on.
And a lot of parts of it look worse than Jackson, and you know that's bad.
Right. I don't blame you about that.
I'm going over there. And I mean, number one, I wouldn't care if it was heaven. It's just too far to go to.
Right.
And then, in Dallas, you on the freeways and stuff to try to get to certain parts of town, and then you be out there with all of them had accidents and stuff.
Exactly.
So, no, it's not worth time. I mean, it would take me probably an hour. Now, some of the ladies that I sub with, they like Oak Cliff because they say they just get out there and they don't have no problem getting there. But from where I live, I think it'd be very difficult to try to get to Oak Cliff because you have to get on the freeways.
And it takes an hour. And look, it's an hour to Sherman. So it takes you the same distance going to Sherman from Dallas to get to Oak Cliff. Wow.
During the busy hour.
Wow.
So I'd rather go over in northeast Dallas where we used to live. And right over here, my favorite is Carrollton Farmers Branch. That's just a few minutes from where I live.
Mm-hmm.
When school started? Is it starting next week?
I don't know. They don't tell us subs. And when I was there, I forgot to write it down because they have it in the classroom for the teachers. Of course, you know, they don't know when school starts, but I just didn't write it down because I was like, I'll start. Because, we don't work for the districts. We work for Kelly Temporary Agency.
Oh, yeah.
And Kelly doesn't provide that information. You just have to go to the Kelly, I guess it's like the payroll system, and they will post assignments there. Choose the assignments that you want. So I've been going to that website every day.
Sounds like the way the mystery shopping companies do. You know, you just, you know, they'll send you an email and then, you know, go check out the posting.
Yeah, and so I've been checking, and nothing has come up yet. So I guess school hasn't started yet. But I'm just waiting. Let me go. I'm going right now. It's called Frontline.
Yeah, they start next week because they go back before my birthday. My birthday next Friday, so they go back like Monday, Tuesday. I guess the teachers back this week. I guess
it's
the teachers back at work this week.
Yeah, it's a elementary school across the street from me, but it's the Carrollton Farmers Branch District, and I work for the not districts but charter schools. And I see some cars, look like it might be some teachers at school today. Okay,
wait.
I'll go ahead and let's go.
What's the temperature over there? Because today, they say today is a cool day. They say it's 99, feeling like 109. And the weather lady said, well, today is going to be the cool day today, 99, and the heat index 109. This is one of the cooler days. It's going to be much hotter in the next couple of weeks. So what's the temperature over there? And she said it like, it's going to be a cool day, like today we're going to be 70 degrees. I was like, that help. But no, she didn't say it like that. Then she said, at the end, if you can, stay in the house. Don't get out.
And that's what I'm doing. I'm like, I don't have to go out, so I'm not going out. I don't know. I don't even bother to check because if I know I'm not going anywhere, I don't bother to check. I just know it's hot.
Right.
But I'm sure it's in the field, like probably feels like 105 or something like that. So.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, and let's call into the prayer line.
Okie dokie.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.